everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi. Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Around from 1 until 4, and after 4 o'clock, you can hear us on the podcast. Same show, just edited into a podcast. You go to the iHeartRadio app. It's called John and Ken on Demand.
All right, the final keyword that we have to present will come up in about 15 minutes. The KFI Cash Refill Contest, followed by the Moist Line. We have a hack for the dumpster. Remember, the New York Post now has a headline story this afternoon, Booby Flap. Do you remember that weird Canadian teacher? We talked about this story one day. She apparently, we find out now, dresses up as a woman at school and has these huge prosthetic breasts that flop all.
Sagged down almost to his belt.
Yeah. And some people saw this as, you know, trans and you have to protect somebody that wants to identify this way. But what they found out in this new story is that this person walks around his own neighborhood looking completely like a male. So it's like the costume is just an act for school. That's really weird. The teacher's name is Kayla Lemieux. Parents have raged about the Z-cup prosthetics in front of the students. I mean,
yeah, they're not even
real. It really
real.
Is bizarre looking, right?
It's a costume. It's a costume. It's only in front of the kids. And I guess he figures in this new world, he was going to make a point that he could get away with any kind of an outfit, no matter how bizarre, in front of little kids, and nobody's supposed to question him. And then he walks around looking entirely conventional when he's not in class. So, you know, either he's, you know, some kind of performance artist, or he's got some serious problems.
Yeah, trying to make some bizarre point.
But, yeah, I mean, I would take my kid out of that class. He's walking around dressed like any normal guy, and then he puts on this bizarre outfit with size Z breasts down to his belt buckle. I don't know what's going on there, and I don't want to find out. I want to know.
I think it was an art teacher or something like that, if I remember correctly. But
who knows?
Anyway, it created a whole problem with the school because people are like, what the heck is this? And school was kind of defending his right to, because he's trans.
Yeah, if he is.
Although they did enact some kind of a dress code. I don't know what he's showing up now, but anyway. All right, we have another one of these stories, and they pop up from time to time. It's El Segundo Time special. As Hollywood invades Culver City, some residents push back against, the evil word, gentrification. The story is that Apple is going to build a 4.5-acre campus for its growing streaming TV and music operations.
That's, you know how many places would love to have Apple doing its expansion in their town?
7,120 square foot place. 2,400 employees could work there. And the kind of salaries and the kind of people you probably would get, you would welcome something like this coming into your neighborhood. But instead, the response is, oh, no, this is going to push up rents. We could have more homeless people. We're going to have traffic problems.
You're not going to have more homeless people. Homeless people are homeless because they're mentally ill or they have a severe drug problem. It's not because their rent got too high. Right. That is false. If you go by, and I'm not sure exactly who's complaining, other than maybe some of the locals who are worried about their rents going up.
Yeah, they talked to a woman who works at LAX. Her rent is $2,300 a month, which sounds pretty reasonable. But now she thinks that because doesn't make that much.
You know what? Things happen in life. Your rent goes up, you're going to have to move.
Yeah, you can't stop a neighborhood from trying to better itself just because you want to keep everybody there that's low income be able to stay. It doesn't make any sense.
Because when you rent, you're at the mercy of outside forces. You're at the mercy of your landlord and the neighborhood and whatever changes happen. If you own a place, there's very little chance, as long as you pay your bills, that you'll ever have to leave your place. Something extraordinary would have to happen to force you out. You rent, huge risk there. If your idea is stability, I don't want life to change, I want to be in this place till I die, then you buy, you don't rent. And if you can't afford to buy here, then go buy somewhere you can afford.
And it's always the dream of any town or neighborhood to improve. Property values go up when better businesses come in, when better homes are built. That's just the nature of what you want to see.
Look what 700,000 people did in the last 3 years. They moved out of California. 700,000 people. That's what you do. They got all the obvious reasons why they did it. Some of it's the high cost. So you go where it's cheaper. You go to Arizona, Nevada, Florida, whatever it is, whatever your taste is. There's no God-given right to live in a town here in California forever. I don't understand that.
And they point out in the story that this could be a boost because Culver City's downtown has taken a hit. Thanks to the pandemic, a lot of people are now working remotely. So they're not coming to jobs and offices in Culver City. So if you're going to bring 2,400 people into this new Apple building, or at least that many, that's going to help the restaurants and the stores.
Who do you think's paying the bills for all the social welfare in this state? All the poor people. What, we got a third of the Medicaid cases in the country?
Yeah, we do. Right. Yeah.
We've got poverty rates over 25%. Who do you think's paying for? How about the illegal aliens? We have millions of illegal aliens. Who's paying the billions of dollars for their schooling, for their medical care, for their food? Well, it's corporations like Apple and the employees who make high salaries at Apple. That's who pays. So I don't understand this uprising from poor people saying, I don't think they're paying your bill. You're not making enough money to live on, so you're taking money from them, and then you're upset that they're expanding? You're upset that they're being hired? You need them to be hired. You need Apple to expand. Otherwise, there's no free money for you coming from the government.
Wow, some people have proposed that companies like Apple include housing units in their campus plans.
No, that's not what they do.
I didn't even know that happened, but apparently it happens up in Silicon Valley. They've incorporated housing on two Google projects.
Hey.
I don't know who gets the housing, but... the low-end staffers, or?
I don't know. But you can't force a company. They're not in the housing business. They don't want to manage apartments. Apple is into making devices, and now they're into producing television shows.
I know.
Okay? They're not into housing issues. If they didn't think there was enough housing for their people, they wouldn't be expanding in Culver City. Companies don't expand in places where there isn't a workforce that can afford to live there and have the skills to do the job. You know, that's why you don't see these companies opening up in rural areas, right? Because people in those rural areas don't have the skills. They don't have the education.
Boy, I often wonder if this is what happens when a great capitalist nation starts to circle the bowl. There's all this infighting.
Oh, yeah.
And while there continues to be a pretty good class of wealthy people, everybody wants what they have, and you have to share it, and you have to pay more taxes, and you have to build more houses, you have to take care of all the losers.
Right.
Exactly. At the lower end, yeah. That just could not make it.
The top 1% is paying, 42% of the income tax. Okay? That's a national figure. In California, I think they're paying the top 45. They're paying 45% of the income tax, the top 1%. So they're paying the fair share. Much of the budget now goes to social programs. Much of it goes to poor people and illegal immigrants, and it's health care, and it's everything. Okay? Yeah, and crappy schools, too. You could send your kids to really awful schools. That's being paid for as well. So you just got to stop.
When we come back, you'll hear a keyword. It's the last that's going to be on this show for now, the KFI Cash Refill Contest. You could win $1,000, so be listening for the word and the instructions as to how to enter the word. And then we'll have round one of this week's Moistline, people. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. We are going to throw a hack in the dumpster after the news at 3:30, and it's kind of a case of, why not? It seems to be the easy pick of the week, especially with a story we discovered yesterday around this topic and the ridiculousness and expense that we went through for something really silly. You'll find out who's going into the dumpster after the news at 3:30. But at this time on a Friday, we do two rounds of the Moist Line. The first is coming up here. There'll be another one in about 30 minutes. You leave your messages using the iHeartRadio app, the microphone icon, or you can call our old toll-free number, 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John.
And this is Ken.
We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
Привет. This is Vladimir Putin. Governor Newsom, I am loving what you've done to California, comrade.
The irony is that everybody was worried about Trump starting a war, and personally, I happen to think we're closer to war right now with this feckless leader that we have.
Come on, guys. We all know Biden is sharp as a tack. I mean, tap as a shark. Oh, wait, shark as a tap? Come on, man.
You know how in World War II they would put the flags of the planes they shot down, or like if they sank a ship or blew up a train, they put that on the side of their airplane? You think these guys are going to get a little balloon stencil and stencil a little balloon under their cockpit?
Well, we got a puppet president, and they want to create a global police state, which is a e-ticket to world government. They lay in the groundwork.
Could one of these balloons be the old Trump balloon with his image on it that we shot down?
The lottery is a tax on the stupid, and every once in a while you have to pay your tax.
Not only is Biden and our Democrats destroying America, they're destroying everything south of the border. Drug money is corruption, and those countries all never gonna recover.
Those balloons in Huntington Beach in the ocean didn't come from the land because the wind blows from the ocean onto the land.
Remember when you used to be able to get super salad with dinner? Now everything is a la carte. They don't even give you bread anymore. And you got to ask for a straw.
Pete Buttigieg wanted zero highway deaths, just like COVID, and a 55-mile-an-hour speed limit nationally. This guy is really bad for this country. He is a true control socialist guy.
In my world, my opinion, those are weak people. Weak, weak people. Who cares if nobody likes you? Bro, get off your go to work, make some money,
yeah.
Buy some beer on 7-Eleven, drink it at your house, watch some YouTube videos. Why? Everybody cries so much. Weak.
Repeal the 17th Amendment. Let's go back to the way the Constitution was meant, and the legislatures pick the senators, and they can come and go as they need to. So the legislature would just be able to tell Dianne Feinstein to pack it up, it's time to go, and put somebody new in there.
Are you f***ing kidding me? My God, this world is going nuts. John, I need an exit bag quickly, ASAP.
If I had to choose between Dianne Feinstein or like Adam Schiff, I think I'll take Dianne.
This is what we got, Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, I prefer to say. Barbara Lee,
and Katie Porter, all duds. The Republican Party needs to start funding Republicans, so we have an actual choice here.
I want to let you know that the style book shows that the term unhoused propagates housing-centric or housing-normative stereotypes. Therefore, we now refer to our housing-challenged neighbors as left of housed, housing curious, or those who identify as housed at the 3rd Street Palmet Park Instructor Elevator.
If I had a 3-foot-tall chicken coming at me, I'd dropkick that son.
To live in Austin is about the same amount of money as it is to live in L.A., and they complain about the prices every day now there. So prices are high everywhere and in Texas. Love your show. Thanks so much for keeping me entertained every day.
It's not only people that are moving out of California. It's the educated, family-oriented, motivators, self-willed people. And leaving the people that are needy, wanting to blame, and just unhappy.
Can you imagine how expensive it must be to be running a coin-operated laundromat during this Southern California gas increase? It must be horrendous.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up. Goodbye.
In fact, I saw a sign in a window of a laundromat. The guy was apologizing because they had to raise the price of the dryers thanks to the big increase in natural gas costs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you think about that. Like, that's all they do. They run on natural gas, a lot of the laundromats. So
he
was apologizing because they had to raise the rates. I don't know what percentage it was. But
yeah, I'd like what that guy said, though. The people moving out, these are smart people. They're also engaged, right? They're not sitting there wallowing in all kinds of woke excuses as to why this is happening or that's happening. They're looking around saying, this is disgusting. It shouldn't be this way. It never used to be this way. I'm not going to live like this. And they're smart and they're engaged and they have drive. And what are they leaving behind? People who are not that bright, who don't have drive, who don't want to fight what's happening. I'm just going to accept it. That's just the way it is.
That's a good point. You're right, along with the homeless.
Right. So
that's who's left, the sheep.
So we're losing a lot. We're losing a lot of IQ and a lot of ambition and drive here.
Yeah. People who can make real rational decisions about where to live their life and follow a path that they work very hard on. Whereas instead, we're left with the people who do work, but they just follow. They don't really pay any attention to anything.
A lot of the immigrants who came to America, not only at the start of the nation, but over 100 years ago, right, where a lot of people came from Eastern and Southern Europe. Why did they come? Because their countries had gone to hell. Like my family originated in Poland, where there's virtually no food to eat. And people went to America. And what did you get? You got really hard-working, driven people, even if they weren't educated, even if they weren't the brightest, they're the ones who populated all the factories on the East Coast.
Right.
You know, they're the ones who like made stuff, who actually worked really hard for 10, 12 hours a day, 7 days a week in some cases. That's the kind of breed that you got. Not the silly fools sitting at home. Afraid to even come to the office.
All right, we'll come back, throw somebody into the dumpster. It's kind of a case of course, why not? After that, another round of the Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
It's time for John and Ken to throw a hack in the dumpster.
Gladly.
What?
The John and Ken Show. John Cobell, Ken Shampo, KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I forgot to even mention it's a super holiday getaway weekend. I was just reminded of that when I heard
that. What is it?
President's Day is Monday.
Oh, I don't recognize that.
You don't recognize President?
No, that's a stupid holiday. Honestly. Go to work.
You have your list of the holidays that count.
Or the holidays that count. Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, and then the three summer holidays.
Memorial, July 4th.
Yeah, that's right, Labor Day.
Labor Day.
All other holidays, nope. Go to work. Do something productive.
Well, the pick this week to go into the dumpster is, of course, the top of the food chain, sort of, or the top of the dementia chain. We realized yesterday that it looks very likely that your tax dollars, $400,000 of them, may have gone to a missile that took down a $12 balloon.
Come on, man.
That's how we feel. We can tell you this afternoon that the recovery operations have concluded for the suspected Chinese spy balloon that was shot down off of the coast of South Carolina a couple of weeks ago. But what happened right after that is I heard some hack being interviewed this morning, and she was kind of playing the government line. Well, you know, those other objects that were shot down, it was one over Alaska, one over Lake Huron, another one over Canada. There were concerns that they might interfere with aviation. I thought, wait a minute. There's crap like that up there every day. We're not shooting them all down. There's always balloons and things flying around.
The guy we had on yesterday.
The Pico balloon enthusiast.
That's right. He was the balloon hobbyist, and he knew the people with the Northern Illinois Bottle Cap Balloon Brigade. They sent up this $12 balloon, and they're pretty sure their balloon got shot down because it disappeared right over the spot that it was supposed to be.
Right.
And what he said is the U.S., because everybody panicked. But they panicked in a strange way. Instead of shooting the Chinese balloon down immediately, they let it float. And then they went after these little balloons because they tweaked the sensitivity on their radar. And like the guy said, he goes, now you can pick up birds on the screen. So yes. There was, if you're intelligent, right? Well, the Biden's in charge of our nuclear forces and all our military. And here's a guy who lets the China balloon float for thousands of miles unmolested, and then goes after a hobbyist balloon worth $13 and blows $400,000 on a missile. Not to mention it's really expensive just to fly that plane. That's an Air Force F-22
go ahead.
$143 million it costs.
Yeah, I have $150 in this story. All right. It's a U.S. Air Force F-22 Raptor.
You had $7 million for corruption.
And the missile, exactly $472,000.
Okay.
The AIM 9X Sidewinder.
Okay. This is proof.
But we underestimated the cost of the balloon, I have to tell you. The balloon only cost $12, but they put equipment. Remember he said the size of a nickel.
Right.
It's about $100
Pico. $100 with the equipment.
That's right, because they put a small antenna and tracker-equipped circumnavigational stuff on it. Right.
$100.
And the balloon had a name. We should have a moment of silence. It was K9YO-15. That was the balloon that they believe.
May it rest in peace. I don't think it's even lying on the surface of the earth. I think it was exploded into a billion molecules.
Oh, look at this. It had been airborne 124 days within the middle of its seventh circumnavigation of the globe when it got shot down.
It already had floated over the United States 7 times. And so did what the guy we had on yesterday said. He has a balloon that's been up for 250 days.
That's incredible.
Okay, so you have the president of the United States. Don't tell me he doesn't have dementia. Imagine you're sitting in the office, right? You hear there's a Chinese balloon, and we're pretty sure it's a spy balloon. What would you do? You'd blow it out of the sky. It's like, screw them. They're not going to do a spy mission on us. Then the next day, all right, we turned up the sensitivity on the radars. Looks like we're picking up balloons and birds. You wouldn't spend $400,000 on a missile to take down a hobbyist balloon. But a dementia patient in a state of panic would.
Yeah, it's all the politics of the situation. Right. A lot of people were like you, angry that they didn't shoot down the spy balloon sooner. So it's like, all right, lower the filter, see what else is out there, shoot some things down, and the American people feel like, all right, we're doing something. We're getting those objects out of the sky.
And they're so full of lies. They tracked the damn Chinese balloon all the way from China. They knew that thing was out there, and they were letting it go. None of this makes any sense. It's all incoherent. He's either stupid, and Biden is not very bright. I mean, look how he exited Afghanistan, remember? Okay. So he's been a boob. Everybody in Washington knows he's been a boob for 50 years. Now he's getting dementia, and he has one policy for a Chinese spy balloon and another policy for a guy who says a group who sends it up as a hobby. I mean, it is so preposterous. And then they all lie about it, and then they create a whole bunch of fog and excuses and nonsense. And, oh, I'm just so exhausted by this whole crowd.
And apparently,
nobody tells the truth.
When you shoot a large Sidewinder missile at what might be a small hobby balloon, you're not going to find any remnants.
No.
Apparently, it's making it difficult to find anything. Those three objects that were shot down in order last weekend, they're not going to find anything. They're not even looking anymore.
A missile?
They probably were all little balloons.
The thing was only it's 2.5 feet.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense. That's how silly sometimes the whole world is.
Now, tell me how they're going to handle a major threat. And if you're like Putin or the Chinese leader, you're looking at this and you're seeing Biden let the spy balloon go by, but fire a huge missile at a toy. And you're thinking, huh, they're kind of stupid and incompetent over there, aren't they? Probably a good day to grab some real estate.
I'm looking at a video of a hobbyist Pico balloon. It really looks like your basic foil or Mylar balloon. It actually looks a little deflated, and it just kind of carries off in the wind.
Like a birthday
balloon.
They're
pretty certain that all three objects shot down last weekend are all small Pico balloons. That's what most people believe now is what we know.
Because it's a whole thing. It's a whole hobbyist industry.
Yeah. And especially when they fly over places like that, Alaska and Canada, must be pretty cool. You're sitting down there in North Carolina or Tennessee. Look where our balloon is.
Yeah. Well, what else are you going to do? Either old guys, teenage geeky guys, this would be cool. And then you're tracking the balloon every day online. And I could see as a kid, I would have gotten into that.
Yeah.
Hey look, my balloon's over Africa. Hey, look at that. It's over Italy. That'd be fun.
Biden apparently said yesterday, I hope we're going to get to the bottom of this, but I make no apologies for taking down that balloon. And he's talking about the Chinese balloon.
The Chinese balloon?
Yeah. He isn't saying much about that. And that's why they didn't say much for a few days, because it's embarrassing that they shot down a hobbyist Pico balloon.
And he turned and he ran away. You got a guy. Why can't you answer reporters' questions? What are you afraid of? I can't stand it when a politician turns and runs away when they're asking. They weren't asking unfair questions.
Well, they were asking about the Chinese and business dealings.
Well, go look at Jim and Hunter Biden's bank account. Tell me what's going on there.
All right. Well, it's old Joe going into the dumpster. Here's part of his statement yesterday about the balloons, and then we'll get the mob members in here to lift up the
some of the Ukrainians who paid off Biden's family.
We don't yet know exactly what these three objects were, but nothing right now suggests they were related to China's spy balloon program or that they were surveillance vehicles from any other
right.
country.
The
intelligence community's current assessment is that these three objects were most likely balloons tied to private companies, recreation, or research institutions,
covering
weather, or conducting other scientific research.
We
don't yet know exactly what these three objects were. But nothing right now suggests.
Deborah spit on him.
Oh, she did?
Deborah spit on the president.
I'm so sorry, Mr. President.
Oh, my God. How disrespectful. All right. Bye-bye.
I didn't hear that. What did it sound like?
Bye-bye, Biden. Huh? There was a little spritz in there.
Oh, there was a little
spritz? Yeah, yeah. Buried in the mix, yeah.
I like the way you said when I listened to that again. We do not know what they were, but they probably were private business surveillance. No, it's just a bunch of balloon hobbyists with their little Pico balloons in the air with trackers. He tried to make it sound like it was at least something of some elevated status.
Right. That it was reasonable. No, it's not reasonable. You're blowing toys out of the sky.
We'll head out the door with the second round of the Moist Line. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app. All right, here we go. We're going out the door with the Moist Line.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Round two. You can leave a message anytime using the iHeartRadio app or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86.
Hey, this is John. John, and this is Ken. We're so excited to hear from you. It's about time.
It's not just copper. It's platinum, palladium, and rhodium are the precious metals that are so valuable.
The fact of the matter is the government and, of course, the charities supposedly making money don't want any of this to happen. They don't want them off the street. I mean, it's obvious they want to ruin our neighborhoods. How can you obstruct the sidewalk when my whole life, you'd get arrested for obstructing a sidewalk?
Here's one for you. Ancestry.com no longer uses the terms mother and father. Instead, they use parent one and parent two.
My idea is let's make crime legal so we can have equity for everybody.
I'm more afraid of a guy that speeds down the street in his fast car than I am of a homeless guy that's sleeping on the sidewalk.
I'm sorry. I can't help laughing. Joe Biden, greatest spokesman America ever had. What fantasy land is this?
I recently met this woman online. It went really well. I thought we were into each other, but she sent me a text message that said she only saw me as a friend and didn't see us dating and romantically involved. So I was really bummed out and kind of sad. But then that same night, I listened to the podcast, and it was the story about that guy who had his head cut off and put in a crock pot. And I was like, it could always be worse.
I can tell you what the answer to the roots tearing up the streets is that you got to have a deep root watering system. That's what I've done with my house. I'm not about problems, I'm about solutions.
So I was in Laguna the other day, minding my own business, when a cop approached me. You know, I'm just sitting there taking a dump with a needle in my arm, and he had the nerve to write me a ticket.
I had a vasectomy, so I can't donate anything. So what am I called? Can someone fill me in? John, Ken, need your help here. I need to know how to identify myself.
That's right.
Well, I can tell you I agree about the sogginess of overcooked carrots, but the thing you have to know is uncooked carrots aren't as nutritious as cooked ones. Believe it or not, it's one of the few vegetables that you get most of their nutrition after cooking.
Boy, John, the people that drive like you go shooting up those right-hand lanes, you really anger some people. And you catch somebody on a bad day, just got fired, just got dumped by their girlfriend or partner. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't know. Are you brave or are you stupid?
It's great that this lady's not having a love life. We don't want her to reproduce at all.
Biden shot down my balloon from the Macy Day Parade.
Let's be real. If that train derailment happened in a minority neighborhood, Biden, Harris, Pothole Pete, Buttigieg, Al Sharpton, Trump, all the poverty pimps would be there in a minute saying that it's racist. Let's do something about it.
Thank you for leaving your message. Please hang up.
That woman was talking about how they had parent one, parent two choice instead of mother and father.
Ancestry, she said. Yeah.
I just filled out a form online, just a sign up form, and they wanted my gender. And the choices were male, female, prefer not to say, and the fourth one was custom. Custom. You could pick a custom gender.
Oh,
I didn't click on that. I didn't want to know. Went with tradition.
Custom built gender.
Custom. Conway's here.
Hey now. Alex Michelson's coming on with us. He anchors that Fox 11 News. He's always cool when he comes on. Mondo, who used to be our producer, is involved in a big guacamole contest. I don't know if you know this, but he makes guacamole, like homemade guacamole, and he entered it 3 years in a row at the LA County Fair, and he won the blue ribbon every single year. That's amazing. There's a lot of people that know how to make guacamole in Southern California, and his dominated 3 years in a row.
That's incredible. Is he making any money at this?
No. What are you, crazy?
Well, he should. He should open up a guacamole business.
Mondo? You don't know?
Yeah.
You don't know he can't do anything. We've steered him into the right direction. We actually had a guy from Whole Foods come in and say he loves it. Let's do something. And then nothing happened.
Really?
Yeah. It's the best guacamole I've ever had in my life.
If you're winning prizes, generally people like that end up.
That's right.
You know,
billionaires.
A mail order business.
You know, my wife's, one of her friends growing up in Oregon and in Washington, they created the curly fry. They're worth hundreds of millions of dollars and have their own private jet.
A curly.
The curly fries.
That's a shape.
Well, it's a shape with a coating on it, and they patented it, and they own that. So, also, Tesla is recalling all vehicles that are self-driving. So if you have full self-driving software, you better contact Tesla. Bad vibes. And a man admitted to stealing 200,000 Cadbury cream eggs. That's got to be tons of fun, huh?
What are Cadbury cream eggs?
You don't know, you buy them around Easter, and they...
Oh, candy. I was thinking eggs from a chicken. Inside.
No,
sorry. It's like, how does a chicken make a Cadbury cream egg?
Yeah. I don't know. Something. Oh, no, I know it was. Stella Stevens passed away. She was from The Nutty Professor. Remember her? She was great. She's 84 years old.
All right.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. And then we're following this crazy story I think it was Mississippi, man, where a bunch of people got murdered. I think it's up to six. Horrible. Oh,
shooting of the day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Wow. All right. They should string him up by his balls.
Jeez. Oh, time to go.
We almost got out of time. Almost made it.
Almost made it.
Seconds away.
Literally a second away.
As the news. KFI.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.